We'd like to thank our friends at PwC for their support, partnership, and collaboration in making Retail Gets Real. Learn more about how PwC helps retailers at pwc.com.
What we find is once you stop a woman to say, "Hey, are those Rothy's?" she'll say yes, and they are the most comfortable shoes I've ever worn. So you got, boom, style is one, then they talk about comfort, and then the third they say, "And did you know they're made out of recycled bottles?" And that is this thing that really hooks women in, because you're voting with your wallets and you want to support brands that match your values.
I'm Bill Thorne from the National Retail Federation, and this is Retail Gets Real, where we talk with retail's most fascinating leaders about the industry that impacts everyone, everywhere, every day. The shoe brand Rothy's brings together a combination of things consumers don't find every day. Shoes that are comfortable, stylish, and made sustainably out of recycled plastic. And this winning combination has earned them an avid fan base that's growing quickly. Today's guest is Rothy's VP of Marketing, Ellie Donahue. Join us as we talk to Ellie about how to build a customer loyalty program and where the brand is headed. Sarah Rand, my friend, my colleague, and my co-host. Welcome.
Thank you, Bill Thorne.
How are you?
Well, I'm feeling kind of geeky today. I'm geeking out about Ellie being here and talking about such a cool brand.
It is a cool brand. I've been reading a lot about it. Welcome, Ellie.
Thank you.
We are so glad that you're here to tell us a little bit about Rothy's. So let me start first, though, before we get to Rothy's. Ellie Donahue, background, where did you come from? Don't say your mother's womb.
I came from Minneapolis, heart of the Midwest, and made my way out to California for college and then for business school, where I kind of came from a very different background before business school. We were called the poets. None of us, we had to go to math camp before business school started because we hadn't used Excel or really done any math. And then really found a passion for brand and marketing when I was there. Came out of business school, worked in beauty for 10 years, both on the brand side and on the retail side. So really saw the world of sort of consumer goods from both sides, both building brands, figuring out how to tap into consumers, but then also building spaces where consumers can come and engage with each other and engage with brands. So I worked at brands like Kiehl's, Benefit, Sephora, those kinds of brands, and loved it. And then I decided to take a turn and go into tech. So I worked at Pinterest for a couple years as their head of consumer marketing. And that was a totally fun, wild ride, figuring out how you can actually market tech and software and, you know, consumer community platform to people. I quickly realized, though, that I love the world of consumer goods, things you can touch and feel and think about color and physical, you know, meetings where you're actually like touching and feeling and talking. And so took a turn back to Rothy's about a year and a half ago.
Sounds like retail to me. But why would you go into an industry that's dying? I don't understand.
Retail?
Yes.
Well, the wave of direct-to-consumer brands was really at its sort of just wave up. It's not peaking yet by any means, I don't think. But getting on that train of direct-to-consumer brands was so fun. That was part of the reason I wanted to go to Rothy's. These brands that are basically incepting on Instagram, people buying without ever touching or feeling the product, is such a new thing for me, coming from Sephora, where women spend hours doing just that, touching, feeling, talking to each other. And so Rothy's, you know, we do have one physical store, and we can talk a little bit more about maybe the future of that, but I think by no means is retail dead. I think it's actually coming back around where people want to be in a physical space, meeting other people and talking to brands personally.
Thank you, Ellie. You're exactly right. And I think Rothy's is a testament to the growth, the sustainability, and the excitement in the industry as it continues to grow in ways that people never anticipated just 2 years ago, much less 1 year ago.
Yeah. Can we talk a little bit about the store? I mean, you got your roots in the online space, and then you've opened a store. Why open a store?
Well, we are a San Francisco brand. So we have this tiny little jewel box of a store. It's about 300 selling square feet. So it's teeny weeny. And basically, it was an experiment to get closer to our customers. We wanted to talk to them, to listen to what they wanted to see, to test exclusive small run products in that space, to test events formats. It's been bananas. The line out the door, if you talk to anybody on Fillmore, there's a line out the door constantly because it's so tiny. But it builds this buzz. People walk by, they ask what it is. The customers are selling to each other. There's people will go in and take pictures of what we're merchandising in the window if it's exclusive, and then post it online. And it's become this really cool test ground for us. We also see that people are buying different top sellers in our stores than they are online, because they actually see our sales associates wearing certain styles. And so they can be a little more daring if they actually can see it on somebody live than if they are just seeing it online. So black is our best seller online, whereas, you know, different color and pattern really pop in store.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fascinating. You, as a marketer, you must be learning so much.
Oh my God, it's
so fun. Not from the data necessarily, but just from seeing how people engage with the different shoes and the styles and the colors.
And even what questions they ask our associates is so helpful to us to think about what's top of mind for somebody. What do they notice first? How do they engage with the shoe? I mean, it's a shoe made out of recycled plastic, which if you just hear that is really hard to comprehend. And so people coming in and actually feeling the fabric, and we have samples of exactly what the materials of our shoes are made out of and how the process goes from bottle to chip to pellet to this really beautiful soft yarn. And so customers are in there feeling it and having these wow moments, and that helps us figure out how do we better describe that, or how do we bring that to life through video or photo, in email, on site, that kind of thing.
You know, before we go any further, tell me a little bit about the history of Rothy.
Great question. So our co-founders, Roth and Hothy, hence Rothy's.
Hello.
Yep, that'll be a good way to remember it. So Roth Martin and Stephen Hawthorne Thwaite were friends here in San Francisco. And they both wanted to move industries and try something new where they could feel entrepreneurial and create something net new. They're both these amazing entrepreneurs. But Stephen came from a finance background and Roth came from sort of the art world. And together, they worked for about 4 years to figure out what product they were going to make, with the help of their wives, who, you know, showed them that there was this gap in the market for a really casual front-of-the-closet shoe that they would feel great wearing with any type of outfit. There was a lot of sneakers, and it was sort of yoga culture, and then there were heels, and there was nothing in the middle that could kind of take you through your day seamlessly. And then they were super interested in the trend of sustainability and exploring sustainable materials. So they worked together and literally over the course of 4 years with no jobs, no income, developed the shoe. They're the best entrepreneurs I know that are so non-traditional for a female shoe company, but they're amazing. So it grew from there, and they developed our owned and operated factory in China. So we have a wholly owned and operated factory with about 450 employees in Dongguan, China, which is a huge part of our sustainability story and how we can create such sort of a nimble supply chain of shoes and really iterate and make it perfect.
That's fantastic.
How much of there's really a culture around Rothy's, I think. And I see women who see other women wearing the shoes, and it's like you have those ones. Oh, and they like put their shoes next to each other and something. How much of that geeking out culture is because of the sustainability? Is it because of like the great social media campaigns? Like, what is it that is binding all of these women together over shoes?
That's such a good question. And it's something I've never seen before, being in this industry for, you know, now 12, 14 years. It's a combination of things, but word of mouth is our biggest driver by far. And I think it's a few things. We call it the head bob. So if you're in an elevator with another woman wearing Rothy's, you do this sort of like, you're in the know. You got it, girl. Like, you know too that how great these shoes are, right? So there's that factor. And we find that our biggest penetration, our most dense markets, are markets where women commute and they're often together in subways or walking. So DC, where you guys are from, is our biggest market as far as per capita. It's just really dense.
Women see each other. It does not surprise me.
It doesn't.
Right?
Me.
Women are working in offices. Yeah. We call it patient zero, where there's one really cool, stylish chick in the office who has Rothy's, and then everyone sort of around her starts to get them, and you can trace it back to one person. It's not the most PC.
I have to tell you, that happened in my... I was back in school last year, for the last few years. I'm not now, thank God. One girl, one of my classmates, got a pair 2.5 years ago.
Yep.
And by the end, by the time we graduated, I would say 80% of the women in our class had a pair.
She's our girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hire her as an ambassador. So you have that, and they're really visibly recognizable. So you have these silhouettes that are truly ownable. We have this nice point. We've got a loafer. We've got a sneaker. We've got the flat. And then we've got these bright color and pattern that I think are really easily recognized on the street. So that comes in handy for us. But what we find is once you stop a woman to say, hey, are those Rothy's? She'll say yes, and they are the most comfortable shoes I've ever worn. So you got, boom, style is one. Then they talk about comfort. And then the third, they say, and did you know they're made out of recycled bottles? And that is this thing that really hooks women in, because you're voting with your wallets and you want to support brands that match your values. And then I always say four is they're machine washable. So for these women today who are totally kick-ass, moving around day to day, going from the boardroom to the soccer field to a date to the subway to whatever. You don't want, your shoes get dirty. You live life hard. And so a machine washable shoe is also really critical for modern women today.
That's really cool. You know, you mentioned it early on about the development of the stores and maybe expansion there. I mean, yeah. I would think if you're seeing this exponential growth in a market like D.C., that would be ideal. When are you coming to D.C.?
Yeah. Our office is near City Center.
There's some great retail space on 11th Street, 11th in New York. Just keep that in mind.
We have some spaces in mind. We definitely have found a recipe that really works in our Fillmore store in Pacific Heights in San Francisco. It, you know, was profitable very quickly, especially because of its size, and you can, you know, really get a lot of people in there through the day. So I think we'll open more stores. Stay tuned exactly where those are, but we have our eye on several markets that would be pretty awesome.
You know, the one thing I read an article, and again, this was even before we'd gotten you to come to the podcast, was the interactive display that you all have and people really seeing the product from the beginning to, you know, ultimately to the shoe. I think that's pretty, it's brilliant, really, where you get somebody in so that they are educated about it and they want to go educate others. Oh, you won't believe what I learned, because you can visualize, you can talk about it, but to see it, touch it, feel it, and then, you know, purchase it, you have a story behind it. And I think that's really brilliant.
It brings people into your story. I think you see brands doing that more and more. I'm sure people you guys speak with all the time are talking about, how do you engage somebody beyond just they like a shoe and they feel stylish in it? They want to be part of the story. They want to be part of this movement. We talk about the cultural zeitgeist for women right now and how there's just this lightning in a bottle that Rothy's is tapping into. Beyond the sustainability and people loving being sort of part of that movement and that story and doing little things they can to feel like they're moving that rock forward. But then there's this whole movement around females and community and feeling empowered. And the head bob that I talked about earlier is like, yeah, I don't have to wear heels all the time and feel sort of rickety and not feel comfortable so I can feel my best. Mm-hmm. You know, we're dressing for ourselves. We're dressing to feel confident and stylish. And I think there's something really cool about being part of the story, whether it's the bottles to shoe or it's, you know, feeling like you are unlocking your personal style through a shoe that just makes you feel great.
How do you communicate that digitally?
I was just going to say social media, I would have to think, is a big deal behind that too.
It's awesome. So it's such a visual shoe that I think starting digitally has been such a great thing for us. More so than, you know, my past life, you don't recognize somebody's lip gloss or ask them about it, or even like Pinterest. It's hard to, you don't know they're using it, you know, but we are such a visual product that it translates really well to Facebook or Instagram. But it also drives the cycle of word of mouth. I think in IRL, we call it, you know, in real life, experiential things that are becoming really fun these days. I think people are engaging more and more with events, conferences, events at stores, parties, that kind of thing. You can tell this story of transformation in really clever ways. You can show, you know, we call it the workshop, and we show the process of going from bottle to shoe, or we talk about the process and how materials innovation is such a core part of what Rothy's does.
Do you think, as you look to the future and you think about the store experience, are you contemplating any type of partnerships with established retailers, the Macy's of the world? So I'm not asking you to give any business secrets out, but I mean, I know that a number of, which were first digital stores, now opening their own stores, but they're also doing pop-ups in some of the established retailers. Is that something that y'all have looked at?
We did a small capsule with Nordstrom. I think they're doing some really cool things, trying to bring to life direct-to-consumer brands. And that sold through. It was cool. And I think a lot of people got some great shoes out of that. We actually just launched in a different type of store called Neighborhood Goods. Do you guys know them? They're in Plano,
yeah.
Texas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We visited them.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of really innovative curators, so to speak, that I think we're thinking about. But we're launching this week, actually, with Neighborhood Goods. And we'll see how that goes. They only have one location.
There?
No, our team has gone down.
I want to go. We need to put that on the go-to list.
It's supposedly gorgeous, and their displays are really innovative, and they, I think, weave in food and beverage. Like, I think it's going to be a really experiential place, which is cool.
I was just stuck at DFW. I should have taken that time to rent a car and just drive over there. Because given the amount of time that I was at DFW, I could have gone multiple times.
Well, if you get stuck on a layover on your way back,
yeah,
you can go do that.
Really looking forward to that. So, you know, a lot of students listen to our program. There are National Retail Federation students organizations at a number of campuses around the country. I mean, for somebody that wants to get into this business, somebody who wants to be Ellie Donahue, who's had an extraordinary experience, a lot of great professional experience, personal experience, being a part of growth and something that was just starting and is now really catching on, where do they go? I mean, is it a business major? Is it computer knowledge? What is it? What do you think?
I think getting in to a place and being willing to do everything, anything and everything. I think all these brands that are growing are surprisingly small as far as their headquarters staff. The best people who succeed at Rothy's, at least, and also in past lives, just jump in and they will do everything. They come in with their ears open. They want to learn. They will go work events. I think working events is such a great way to just get your foot in the door and meet people and hear how people are interacting. As you guys know, you put on a huge conference. It is, you see everything. And it can be exhausting, but you're on your feet. You're having to talk about the brand. And I think that's really good sort of, you know, cutting your teeth in the retail world.
Yeah.
I also think working on the store floor. We're constantly looking for good people in our stores, starting there. And we're starting to figure out how do we get those great sales associates in our stores and give them experiences in marketing or at other events or being sort of a spokesperson for the brand. Because they truly know our product inside and out. They know our customers better than any of us. And so there's some thinking about how do you get on the store floor and then move into HQ.
Now that front line is so important. So we're running a little bit short on time. But Ellie, we have a part of this program you may or may not be familiar with. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's called Rapid Fire.
One of our favorite segments on Retail Gets Real is Rapid Fire. Thanks to our sponsor, PwC.
So we're going to ask you a question, and you're not going to really give it a lot of thought. You're just going to tell us the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay, good thing there's an editor here, just in case.
Oh, this should be good. Where are my really good questions? All right, Sarah, start us off.
Morning person or night person?
Morning.
A favorite TV show?
The Wire.
Someone you want to trade places with for a day?
Michelle Obama.
Favorite genre of music?
Emo classics like The Shins.
Nice.
Very good.
If I gave you a $1,000 gift card, where would you go spend it?
I'm going to say Ula Johnson. I'm obsessed.
What's the one thing that's always in your refrigerator?
String cheese.
I love string cheese.
It's the best.
It really is.
I could have like five pieces a day.
Such a great snack. I mean, if you're hungry, you can go for chips, but you stop yourself. You're like, oh, I've got the string cheese.
I got a little protein.
Yeah. I love it.
If you couldn't have this job, what would you do?
You know, it's two things that just came to mind. Take some time to be a full-time mom or try to run a new magazine.
Beach or mountain?
Beach. Guilty. Which is funny because I go to the mountain every weekend for about 4 months over the winter, but I haven't won the beach fight with my family yet.
Time to win.
Favorite hangout?
My front yard.
And since you mentioned magazines, what's the last magazine you read?
Fast Company.
Very good. So with that, we'll conclude. See, I told you, it was not going to be that hard. We are so grateful for you taking the time to come visit with us. And I know that our listeners learned a lot. And we've had a lot of fun. So if people want to learn more about Rothy's, where do they go online?
I'd say either go to our site, rothys.com, or go to our Instagram, which is just Rothy's.
Very good. Well, I think Sarah and I have a field trip tomorrow as the tech conference that we're at winds up. We're going to kind of visit Rothy's.
So oh my God, tell me when you're going to go and I'll get you at the front of the line.
Well, yes. We want to see the line. We want to be a part of the experience.
I want to see the line, but yeah. I'm happy to jump in front of
good.
The line.
Yeah, so anyway, Ellie, thanks again.
Thank you.
Sarah, thank you.
My pleasure.
For always keeping it interesting. And if you want to learn more about this episode and the discussion on our website, you can get that at retailgetsreal.com. And please send your feedback and episode ideas to podcast@nrf.com. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.